from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mike Tomlin, I'm taking the good with the bad in an 0-3 preseason and the Lions preseason broadcast, because that's who the NFL puts out highlights from on Dez. Is it Dez Fitzpatrick or Kirkpatrick? Now I'm confused.
Dez Fitzpatrick. I thought so. And congrats to him. He's the guy who signed the 4-year, $136 million deal, clearly.
Yeah. Dez Fitzpatrick, I was hit over the head over the last 48 hours with arguments from Steelers insiders about should Dez Fitzpatrick make the team or not. That's what we do on August 26th when we're about 26 hours away from cuts. We debate the merits of
We got big Dez takes in the house.
CeeDee Lamb in the last few minutes just signed an extension with the Cowboys. It's 4 years. It is $34 million a year, and $100 million are guaranteed. He sets a wide receiver record, $38 million with the signing bonus.
He's the second highest paid non-quarterback in league history.
Who's the first?
Don't know. That's what the Sporting News tweeted out. Not Donald. Who would it be?
Is it Jefferson?
Isn't his deal slightly more than Jefferson, or am I crazy?
I thought Jefferson was 35 a year. Maybe all the guaranteed money is more?
No, you're right. It's Jefferson. Okay. Jefferson got four 140. He's a million less a year. You're correct. Man, can I start with something just on this?
Sure.
A guy who does like the daily email newsletter for The Athletic, Chris Vanini. I remain baffled by all the giant wide receiver contracts in recent years when the position's deeper than ever and rookies are constantly breaking through.
That's a great point, and here's my question back to that. If that's the case, then how are we so depleted at wide receiver? Whenever there's a discussion about the draft, and this is not just a Steelers or local point that gets made, it almost gets made as much as Tomlin has never had a losing season. You hear, well, the Steelers know wide receivers. They know how to pick wide receivers. If there's one thing this organization excels at in the draft, they can find wide receivers anywhere. Look at where they picked Antonio Brown. We're in a situation where Dez Fitzpatrick is one of the main talking points as far as the Steelers' roster configuration, because it's such a weak position for them. All the accolades and plaudits and compliments that get paid towards the Steelers about how they find wide receivers, we're in this predicament because apparently, Chris, the well is run pretty dry on that. This Brandon Ayuk quandary. That's why we're... Should they call the Texans about John Mechie? Oh, Sterling...
What does Aaron Wilson think about that, Donnie?
Sterling Shepard just got released. Should they kick the tires on him?
Who's the funniest name? Juju's gone, he's back to the warm, comforting bosom of the Chiefs.
Which speaks to my point on him. The Chiefs evidently like him enough where they think they can still win games for him. If he's good enough for Andy Reid, he would have been good enough for me.
But that's all right. We might get the Chiefs discard pile here.
Kadarius Toney. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, what would you like? You guys in Pittsburgh, do you want a guy who drops a lot of passes and appears to be a malcontent teammate?
One of my thoughts on the Steelers going into the season is, and it has very little to do with the preseason games because I no longer put any stock in those after
you're reformed.
We were bamboozled by Kenny Pickett last year.
Stop lumping me in to make yourself feel better. I was much more even-keeled about that.
You still were optimistic about him.
Huge difference between he's going to get MVP votes and he did all he could do to give people confidence
okay.
This preseason.
Well, I'm just saying we liked the performance of Kenny Pickett in last year's preseason. That's undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Keep it going here. Keep it moving.
Right now, my take on this team is I don't look at Russell Wilson as their biggest problem. I don't look at their quarterback situation as something that is going to sink their season. I think Russell Wilson can do a good job. I just think he needs another weapon. If they don't get a Brandon Ayuk or a major upgrade at the wide receiver position, I'm not picking them to make the playoffs. I don't think on paper they're a playoff caliber team without one more guy to get the ball to. And we see that Wilson can get it to Pickens. He still, that was not a deep ball per se, but he still, when he wants to,
he can put outside, a good ball outside the numbers.
He can get the ball down the field. He did in the Buffalo game when they didn't get the second foot inbounds. Russell Wilson still has that in his repertoire, but he just has one guy. That's it on the outside.
You're not impressed by Van Jefferson?
I am not.
Are you not entertained by Van Jefferson?
I am not. Arthur Smith wasn't entertained by Van Jefferson in Atlanta last
Michael
year.
Michael Pruitt catching
him.
the beautiful seam ball from
Fields?
Well,
that was from Fields. Fields is not as allergic to using the middle of the field as Russell Wilson is. I just think that they need one more guy. And without that,
But you just don't think they need one more guy. You think they need one more very good player. Well, like, ultimately, they could have brought Juju in. Does that really count as one more guy?
No, probably not, Chris. You're right about that. But I would still feel better about wide receiver with him on the team than how it currently stands or how it currently sits with them. Look, with Arthur Smith, they are not going to be this team that employs four wide receiver or anything like that. The guy used two tight end sets in Atlanta more than he did three wide receiver sets. So you don't need a lot of them. But you need more than one. If Pickens misses five games with a ankle sprain, what do you do then?
There are college teams with better receiving
corps. You try to run Army or Navy's offense for those games?
Can you imagine how happy certain Steelers fans would be if they did it? Finally, the wishbone has returned to its rightful place.
I'm just saying, like, you guys can tell me I'm wrong, but with their current offense, the way it is right now, with no big wide receiver here currently to go with Pickens, would you pick them to make the playoffs today?
No.
Donnie, I mean, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
I think they could have a winning season, but I feel like it'd be 9-8 or a 10-7 that misses. I mean, I have two takes that are, I don't think they have to be tied at the hip. I think they can be mutually exclusive, and that's that I think a trade for Brandon Ayuk would be ill-advised in the sense that I don't think the player is going to be worth what you'd have to pay him or what you'd have to even give back in draft capital, even though it's not going to be a first-round pick if you end up somehow doing this deal because it's dragged on for so long. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze there, and yet I also think that, yes, they are bereft at the position. And you asked to start the show today, how have we gotten to this point? I thought the Steelers could draft wide receivers. Here's the real truth of it, and here's why there is a wide receiver bubble, because it is at least somewhat quarterback-dependent. Find me a wide receiver who wants big money and gets big money that has a legitimately bad quarterback throwing them the ball. Bad. There isn't one. Lamb has Prescott, who has his detractors, especially in the postseason where he appears to just not have it. Dak Prescott fills up numbers and was the MVP runner-up, right? Like, you have good receivers because, in part, you have good quarterbacks, and nobody seems to be able to decide.
Well, there are guys that were on bad teams. I mean, DJ Moore in Carolina, Terry McLaurin in Washington.
DJ Moore with last year with Fields, who objectively I think is a bad quarterback if you go by wins and losses, had a huge season. You know what's going to be a great telltale sign as to whether or not wide receiver really is this valuable? Sam Darnold's going to be throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson. If Justin Jefferson has 110 catches for 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns,
I think he will.
Okay, but then you can say Justin Jefferson made the other guy. You ask why the Steelers, and this will please you, this will warm your heart, the cockles of your heart to hear me say this. You want to know why they've had less luck drafting wide receivers lately? They don't have Ben Roethlisberger throwing them the ball.
I don't think it's just that, because these guys like Chase Claypool are just out of the league after being second-round picks.
Well, that one's a bizarre one because he burst on the scene with a very good rookie year. He was supposed to be a high-character guy. None of those two things held serve. And now, well, he's out of the league now partly because he got hurt. Because if you listen to all the people in Buffalo, he was showing out in a big way.
Mm.
And then he got hurt.
Again, I will say practice in shorts and preseason football means diddly poo.
You know, Bill Belichick puts more stock in practice than preseason ball. That's what he told McAfee.
Was McAfee sober for that interview, or was everybody still drunk from their trip to Ireland?
See, I didn't see a single second of their Ireland show where everyone said Pat was just absolutely hammered doing sports talk. But apparently it was pretty rough.
He was just downing Guinness after Guinness. I watched it on Friday.
Low percentage alcohol beer, though. Actually, surprisingly healthy beer.
Splitting the G.
That's what he called it.
I think that's what people say now when they drink
I'm
Guinness.
Splitting the
I've
G.
I've never heard that
like
in my life.
Like the G in Guinness. On the glass?
Yeah.
That's what people say, like, when you take your first gulp.
God, are people lame. I feel so old. Who, just drink your Guinness. You don't have to have a catchphrase.
For the record, I don't think that...
No, I'm not yelling at you, Donnie. Relax.
I don't think that the CeeDee Lamb contract is enough for Ayuk to say, well, now I'm worth that. Because I think CeeDee Lamb recognizes that he's not going to get Justin Jefferson money. And I think Ayuk knows that he can't demand...
Well, there's
Lamb
a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy to this. CeeDee Lamb for me is at worst the fourth best receiver in the league. For me, it's in some order. It's Jefferson 1, Hill, Chase, and Lamb. Ayuk, you know where I'd put him. Well behind that.
Oh, it's like 30th. He's barely ahead of Van Jefferson on your list of.
I'm not even sure if he is. He hasn't put anything on tape in a while. Maybe Jefferson is better. Kidding.
He made the trip to Vegas and he apparently did not look happy on the sidelines and was not wearing 49ers gear.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I don't care until something happens. The second something happens with Brandon Ayuk, I will start to care again.
Maybe a CeeDee Lamb deal gets the ball rolling again here. If not, we're going to start to, in the next day and a half, start to look over and comb through these guys that are going to get cut.
Do you love tomorrow, like cut day, just because you get all this flood of players that some of whom have to be useful and some of whom aren't?
Do I love it?
Like, are you a guy that has a football... Okay, I'm just saying, football nerds all love the draft. Everyone, and like...
No, it's not even close to the draft.
The real nerds love night two and day three, right, Donnie? Where does cut down day, where you're sorting over the detritus, it's like a shipwreck and you're looking for the flotsam and the jetsam, where does that rank for pony football nerd?
You know, my mom and dad used to, like... my mom would get high and then go to, like, antique things.
Like antique shops?
Yeah. You know, trying to find these...
Bongs for the future? No, like, she'd take a glass-blown lamp and be like, you know, I think I could smoke out of that.
Old valuable items. Sure. So I guess in that respect, maybe the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So she was a flea market fan?
Yes. No. More like antique stores.
Oh, like, so formally... Oh, then she's not really finding a bargain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. Breaking news, CeeDee Lamb is back in Dallas, so I know there were some Steelers fans who thought, well, now that this Ayuk thing is dragging on, why don't they just pivot and try to get him? Ain't happening. No one in Seattle thinks DK Metcalf is getting traded. That's another Steelers fan pipe dream. Let's get DK Metcalf. No insider has said he's available. So we still twiddle our thumbs and wait for... You know what it is.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Ayuks of our lives.
I think you play this because you know I kind of like it, but also genuinely kind of hate it. And so I think this is one of, like, when I do the Twitter search to just find some of your worst takes from the last several years, I think this is your revenge here. I'm actually starting to hear the Days of Our Lives music and get mad. Like, genuine anger building up within me here.
Jamar Chase does not have an extension with the Bengals, but he is also doing a full day of practice today per reporters in Cincinnati, which is another Steelers roster concern. How do they defend the pass? I know Mike Tomlin's a guy where he's going to want his pass rushers to get there, and I like the Steelers front seven a lot, but what I watched on Saturday was the Steelers' third corner, and most teams start three receivers. Beanie Bishop not playing the game until the second half against the Lions practice squad guys. I don't think, and by the way, I don't think there's any way Patrick Peterson is coming back and playing here this year. Like, none whatsoever. Because I think he's entered into the Let me think of a guy who's done this lately. The Indomitian Sioux, or
like Roger Clemens for football.
Well, it's just like you have. I'm gonna chill and wait. I've put in so many years and made so much money. You need to pay me a lot to come out.
He's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I think he's
not good enough.
That's why I think his NFL career is over. I don't think the Steelers are going to pay him what they did last year to man that position. So we've got Thomas Graham Jr. Who is Thomas Graham Jr.? Donnie, do you know a thing about him besides the fact that he's a Steelers corner? Where did he go to school? How many years has he played?
That sounds like the name of somebody from the 1700s that invented something important.
Well, I went to college with a Thomas Graham.
Was he an inventor?
No, he just was a guy from North Hills who became a lawyer in South Florida.
Thomas Graham Jr.
Where do you think he went, Donnie? It's a power conference school west of the Mississippi.
I'll just go with like UCLA.
Oregon. Hold on. Let me do that way, Starkywood. Wrong. Oregon.
Is Kentucky east or west of the Mississippi?
East.
Good. I'm glad he answered. Not only did he answered that with like incredulousness that you would even
Tennessee.
Ask.
That was east too.
Mm-hmm. Missouri.
Missouri.
That's west.
Okay. He's on his game today. Graham is a sixth-round pick.
Is Mississippi east or west of the Mississippi?
I don't know. Is it split into two?
Mississippi, east or west of the Mississippi? Not giving you any hints.
East.
Very good.
The guy did not play a single snap last year. He played four games with the Bears in 2021. He played seven with the Browns 2 years ago. And right now, I guess it's possible that he would be the Steelers' nickel corner.
That's not great. Last week when Jeff, was it Jeff who invoked the name of Shannon Sullivan? I don't want to do that again.
How bad must that guy have been where he played pretty much the entire year?
Hasn't gotten
the Steelers have zero interest in bringing him back, and it appears as if the entire NFL is also on the same accord. The guy blows.
It's very funny because their defense has so much money allocated to it, but it's so top-heavy in that regard that you have the same problems you do like on an offense where a guy that is a starting position is either going to be manned by an undrafted rookie free agent or a scrap heap guy nobody else wanted.
But the difference between the wide receiver situation and the corner thing is I do think they can find somebody without making a trade who fills that role and can do an adequate job. As opposed to the wide receiver situation.
So you think a guy off the street kind of thing could
be... Yeah, I know last year Desmond King, they tried it and it blew up in their face, but just because it didn't work last year doesn't make me think that it's going to fail again. I just think they picked the wrong guy. But, I mean, literally, I would guess off the top of my head, there's going to be a half dozen guys that get cut in the next 2 days who are better than what they have at that position right now. How could they not be? These aren't NFL players that they have at inside corner right now. I mean, they're in a situation where I think they're also just kind of keeping their fingers crossed that Corey Trice is the player that he was when he got to training camp last year, and they were very bullish on him before he got injured on the first day.
Oh, I think that's very obvious that they're keeping the fingers crossed for that. You know what I think they're really doing? I think they're just basically praying, doing the sign of the cross and praying that they get good enough slot corner play from whoever they throw over there until Cam Sutton's back. I mean, that's the real story.
He had an interception on Saturday, but he also hasn't really played corner the entire preseason, which I find weird. Why wouldn't you get him work at the position that he's going to play when he joins the team in the middle of the season?
Unless he's going to what, play safety?
But you have two safeties. Are you anticipating?
Make the whole secondary out of safeties. Why not?
Don't you think
that this is really more about them hoping they can get through eight games till he gets back? Because there's a trust factor there. We coached him. We know him.
Yeah, that's why they're not going to make some big explosive move with the position, but there's got to be someone better than what they have there right now, Chris.
Well, for the reason you just said, look what they have there right now. If there's not something better, that's a big problem. That's why I think tomorrow's going to feel like a holiday for you with all these potential slot corners flooding the market.
You know what it feels like to me? Who was the jabroni from the USFL that they got all excited about in training camp And then they played the Patriots in week one, and Brady, the whole game plan was wherever this loser is, I'm throwing the ball right at him.
Wasn't it Cam Kelly?
I think
was
so.
That his name?
Yeah. And all of the like preseason darling and camp darling crap went up in flames 10 minutes into that game when Brady said, oh, it's nice that you did this against the Carolina Panthers during Ribfest, but get a load of this, buddy. And very quickly, we found out he couldn't play. Then I think he got arrested for fighting someone over a jukebox.
Yeah, he beat up a Touch Tunes machine.
Yeah.
In Mario's.
Yeah, so that
beat up a Touch Tunes machine.
I don't know if that's actually what he did, but
it was a quick fall from grace for him. I get flashbacks. Not that Kirk Cousins is Brady, but I'm thinking he can exploit that matchup. And if you're a smart offensive coordinator, you move someone into the slot and force that corner to defend.
Force that to happen.
Yeah.
You make that.
Like the Steelers have done with Pickens in practice. You
create a favorable matchup for yourself.
You take Werewolves of London, you put him inside.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, he's drinking pina coladas at Trader Vic.
His hair? Perfect.
For a fantasy football minute, brought to you by Buell Insurance Agency. See what they can do for you.
Oh,
we used to do a segment with Dave Richard from CBS Sports once a week on fantasy football. Those were different times.
Yes, they were. You know, he used to write about pro wrestling. I would read him he would just cover pro wrestling as Downtown Dave Richard. Not a joke.
Did not know that.
Yeah, not a joke. He would just do like pro wrestling. Donnie, before like all these pipe bomb newses and stuff were out there, there was Downtown Dave.
The Venn diagram of people that like fantasy football and pro wrestling, I'm thinking very robust.
I mean, it's a circle. It's just a circle.
A few things here. Mm-hmm. Number one, we are starting up our league fantasy football again. We won the championship 2 years ago. We're trying to get back to our spot, the three of us. Every show has its own team. The midday guys, Bechtold and Starkey. The morning guys, Callis and Crowley. You know, Doran, with all this football knowledge, it's not translated yet to fantasy football. So maybe at some point it will.
Doran says, why do fantasy football when I played reality football?
True. That might be his take on it. There seems to be now a lot more made of how you determine your draft order
for a
fantasy football league.
Very funny you say that.
Field Yates, ESPN, in the Bahamas for a draft with his friends, his lifelong friends, and separated his shoulder because they were doing a skills competition on the beach there, and he went to tackle one of those inflatable tackling dummies and went right through it and just smashed himself into the sand there and had to go to a hospital in the Bahamas. He's on the mend for a long time.
Man, the shoulder is something you really do not want to mess up either.
And I don't know about you. I just don't feel like the draft order in fantasy football is worth that much.
So my neighbor, I run.
Like, are you guys doing kooky things to determine who? Is this like now the norm?
No.
Two things have become the norm in fantasy football.
Kooky, punishments.
Yes, punishments and kooky rules.
See, we can't.
Kooky draft
we
order.
We can't make fun of punishments because
punishments.
For our year-long like picks, which is still a form of like, it's adjacent to fantasy football. We have
do you do
bets.
Punishments in any of your fantasy
no.
football leagues?
No.
Donnie, do you guys?
No.
So, okay.
Well, maybe
so
it's not as prevalent. I'm blowing it out of proportion now.
I'm the commissioner of three leagues, I believe. Neighborhood
Congratulations
League.
Congratulations on all your success.
The Greensburg Green Tree Connection with Donnie and many others, luminaries.
Malzie
like
Goodell.
Gary Bowser. Commissioner Malzie rules with an iron fist.
Malzie Tagliabue over here.
Oh, and I'll tell you what. I'm going to air some people out. This is Fantasy Football Minute. Man, the Greensburg Green Tree guys, easily my easiest league. But, a lot of chirping and bitching and moaning in that league that I had to handle here. From one Jason Lilly specifically.
So you guys don't do any punishments?
No, and they don't do because we're all so far flung, we can't do like some sort of draft order determination. I just clicked randomize in the Sleeper app, which is the best app to use, not Yahoo. Not a good, you know.
Do you have an endorsement deal with them?
No, but our work league is going to stay on Yahoo because the big boss, SPAC, is Jerry Jones here. He's the shadow commissioner. He just had cold feet about going to a new app, and I tried, and he said, no, we got to keep it on Yahoo, so whatever. My neighborhood league, so the work league, obviously, we're not like doing any goofy stuff for draft order. Neighborhood league, though, Pony, I had pretty much everyone say, we want to do something, 50-yard dash, whatever.
For draft order.
Yes. Here is what I think I'm going to settle on. I have a very nice putting mat at home, like one that I just goof around with. Mm. Go onto the deck where it's a flat surface and you can actually do this. Putting contest to determine draft order. Thoughts? Just whoever makes the most putts out of whatever, five, and if we have to whittle it down via overtime.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give them options within the app to vote on in a poll, and then we'll do that, whatever they pick.
I guess these leagues do it just because there's camaraderie.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be fun.
But I don't think it actually makes...
Fun.
I don't think it really makes a difference.
No,
and I mean... The punishment stuff, my curiosity in the way these last place teams get hammered
for it.
Yes, get somehow embarrassed and shamed for it, mm-hmm. I'm way more into. We were at Waffle House with Stella... last week.
Still haven't paid off that.
And there was a guy in there.
Doing the Waffle House Challenge.
Who was forced to do it because he finished in last with his fantasy league.
Donnie, weren't you supposed to do that?
And they...
Well, so Craig lost that year, but I took over with a week to go.
That's right.
It's so commonplace now, the Waffle House staff was telling me, that somebody comes in and they're like, all right, you're sitting at
We're putting you in a corner.
You're going to be here for hours. We're not tying up a booth.
Oh, that's smart by Waffle House.
Absolutely. But I'm saying there's like a procedure and policy in place now because so many people have adopted this rule. I don't even know how it started or where it came from.
Do you think Waffle House feels like it's good business?
Probably. I mean, they're getting new business or business they wouldn't get otherwise because people have somehow linked them into fantasy football. I think that that's great.
I have a theory on how I would do that if I lost. I would get like 10 of the waffles at once. Cut them all through, you know, because there's thinner waffles there. And I would just try to plow through the first 10 waffles basically in 20 minutes.
You have to eat 24 waffles, and every waffle you eat takes an hour off the time you have to be there.
No, you have to be there for 24 hours straight because Waffle Houses don't close.
I know, but that's why I'm saying it's 24 waffles.
Yeah, to get out of there in 1 hour, you'd have to eat 23 waffles in an hour. So nobody's doing that.
Oh, yeah, you're right,
like,
23.
The sweet spot's got to be something like you eat 10 to 12 waffles, maybe 15 waffles, and you're there for like you're putting in a 9 to 5 at the Waffle House.
That's still so bad.
I know, dude.
That's still
so rough.
It's a
lot of carbs and sugar and butter.
This guy didn't bring like no laptop, no magazines, no nothing to keep his...
You just made me think of something, though. If you're like a working, like especially a parent, if your wife or husband, if you're a woman in one of these leagues and you have to do this, because I feel like this is mostly a guy thing, so I think it's mainly applicable to dudes. I don't think women are making each other go to Waffle House here. But if like you get your wife's approval, she knows you're an idiot and you ran this risk by being in the league, I think that's the move. You bring your laptop, you bring like a charger. If you've got a job that allows you to work that way, and you just try to put in some work.
I wouldn't be allowed to do a league like that. Could you imagine telling Alex, hey, honey, on Saturday you're on your own with the kids because I have to go sit in a Waffle House for 15 hours?
I actually can imagine her reaction being annoyance, but also then followed quickly by, fine, but why do you suck so bad at this? You do sports for a living. Like, that's... Amanda, I think, would have a much more viscerally negative reaction than Alex would.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.